an effort to bring state oversight to an unregulated sector of the pharmaceutical industry is off the table for the fall legislative session. Capital Public Radio's Sammy Keola explains what happened.
Pharmacy benefit managers play a big role in deciding the cost of prescription drugs, but most consumers don't know who they are or what they do. These companies negotiate prices between drug manufacturers and health plans. They say they make deals on behalf of the patient. But Democratic Assemblyman Jim Wood says the PBMs could be reaping profits behind closed doors and driving up drug prices. His bill would require PBMs to disclose the details of their negotiations, including any discounts they walk out with.
We're just saying, okay, if you're the good guys, show us and let us verify that. And we've heard enough to think that there's more going on here and it's not necessarily good for consumers.
He says he'll spend the next few months working with Governor Jerry Brown's administration to figure out exactly who will track the deals and how. Brown's office declined to comment. Pharmacists, doctors, and consumer groups support Wood's bill. Brian Henry represents a national PBM called Express Scripts. He says extra reporting mandates will just make it harder for them to negotiate drugs down from the sticker price.
Our job is to drive a hard bargain on behalf of patients. It's to make medicine affordable and accessible, and that's what Express Scripts does every day.
Another bill that requires drug manufacturers to make list prices public is still alive with a week to go in the legislative session. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Keola.